I'm Randy Hahn, and you're listening to another podcast from Teal Town, USA.
Thank you, Randy Hahn. Good morning, everyone. This is Eric Kura coming to you live on the Teal Town, USA YouTube channel. We have some breaking news as the San Jose Sharks have re-signed Erik Karlsson to what's being reported as an 8-year contract extension for the Sharks. It is being reported widely that it is around the $11 million mark. As it stands right now, this is being reported originally from Bob McKenzie and Pierre LeBrun. They originally broke it. The Sharks have confirmed it as we speak. So let's dial it up and see what the reaction is to you, Sharks fans. As some people are already coming in with, this will either be the best or the worst re-signing the Sharks have ever made. It's going to be quite interesting. Felix Chow in the chat, I got to think this is the most expensive contract DW's ever handed out, right? Yes, it is. Nobody's ever had this much given to him by the Sharks in one contract. The 8 years is kind of similar to what Brent Burns got a couple of years ago. And think about it, a couple of years ago, you know, Brent Burns, we were thinking 8 years, $64 million was a lot of money. Now that's kind of been a little, things have escalated, let's be honest, and will escalate a little bit more as the cap numbers continues to go up. Glenn T, probably the most defining moment in Doug Wilson's legacy. That'll be kind of be interesting there. Twisted Rister, hey, Eric. Hi. What's the likelihood we end up shopping Braun to free up $3.8 million? It's possible, but anything is possible. I didn't think that the Sharks would have that much coin to put out for Karlsson to stay without a hometown discount. So, you know, it's kind of interesting. Kevin Kurz with the tweet, with Karlsson at $11.5 million AAV, the Sharks now have $67.645 million committed to just 15 players. You still have to get Meyer, LeBanc, Gambrell, who are our restricted free agents, also carrying 1.416 due to the Paul Martin buyout, capped expected to be about $83 million. This is, of course, all coming from cap friendly. So it's quite interesting there. And it pretty much takes off the biggest name off of the unrestricted free agent list for quite some time. I want to welcome everybody coming in here really quick. We're only going to be on here for a few minutes. We would like to encourage you to join us probably around the 7 or 7:30 time frame. We will have a full-on Teal Town Live. That show will be on, and we'll break down everything and go forward with everything. And it's going to be quite an interesting one to see, because what does this do for Pavelski? What does this do for Meyer, you know, and LeBanc and Gambrell? Because everybody talks about Mitch Marner getting an offer sheet. What happens if somebody gives an offer sheet to a Shark? That's going to be the interesting one. Don't forget, you talk about Joe Pavelski. You talk about Joe Thornton. Gus Nyquist, he played it fairly well down the road when he got acquired from Detroit. Jonas Donskoy, it's been up and down, so it'll be interesting to see what's going on here. You know, Pavs has to stay, according to Bailey. I agree. Steve Cropper, hey Steve, I heard Pavs found a truck full of money while he was walking his dog. Well, we'll find out. Maybe he went shopping, or maybe he found that pile of money from Vlasic's contract. I don't know. So it's going to be quite interesting how this is going to work. But with essentially you had $24 million to play with going into the offseason, what's it going to be now? you know, now you have 12 million to sign on all those guys. Chester Chio, thank you. $1.99 to help re-sign Pavs. Appreciate. People aren't talking about the no trade clause. Hopefully this works. Kyle, on that certain thing, you know, Danny Heatley had a no trade clause and they were able to find somebody to trade with him. Granted, that came, you know, that kind of came, you know, in return for Martin Havlat. So let's not do it. Chivo, thanks, but I appreciate it. I'm sure Pavs is going to help you out too immensely. So that's going to be interesting to see. Jumbo, he wants to be back. He says he's not going to go anywhere else. So that'll be an interesting part. Patrick Marleau's supposedly on the move in Toronto. Yeah, I'm going to say the name because he is essentially Mr. Shark, but something to be concerned about, you know. What's going to go on? What's this team going to look like down the road? Who will move? Who will come in? You know, will you have Merkley, Ferraro have, you know, fight for a spot in training camp? We'll see him in a couple of weeks at the scrimmage. It's going to be interesting. You know, what goes on? So to reiterate everything that's just occurred, Chester Chivo, Jumbo should sign for a league minimum and a steak dinner. Anyone take the bet? I almost did. I know with AJ, which would be nice because, you know, not only do I have a 14 now I have Eric who spells his name the right way on the team. So that's nice. I'm sure Landy's thrilled too. M. Hackle, the first domino has fallen, which is what matters. Yes, we will see what's going to go on there. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. We want to thank the 48 people watching. Again, Eric Carlson has re-signed with the San Jose Sharks. It's at an annual AAV of $11.5 million. Should be quite interesting to see how this works down the road with all the signings that the Sharks have to do. So... Alrighty. Just to keep a lookout on that. Again, we're just coming on for a few minutes. We will be back around the 7 o'clock hour tonight with Teal Town Live, where we'll break down this among other topics, including, you know, basically what's going to happen here, you know, with this team. You know, are there going to be cap issues down the road? What does this mean for Pavelski, Jumbo, Timo, Banker, Gus, Donskoy? You know, we'll also go into the Blues winning the Stanley Cup. Yeah, great. But has that changed the way teams are thinking about building their team for next season? That's going to be an interesting key because we're already starting to hear that a little bit more. The award show is in a couple of days. Does Bernsey get the Norris? Does Jumbo get the Masterton? We kind of forget that Jumbo is up for the Masterton trophy. We'll do our predictions. The draft is in
Vancouver.
The Sharks do have 4 picks, but not until round 3. What's the expectation behind that? And of course, speaking of Vancouver, the Canucks have new sweaters. Should the Sharks have new sweaters, and how many? We will be on that. So we will see for that. Let's get to your reaction on this. R. Olson, are you hyped, guys? Yeah, I'm kind of hyped. I thought, yes, while he's been injury prone, it's the signing was there. I mean, also Bernsey was kind of injury prone when he arrived in San Jose, and he's gotten stronger and stronger. So you hope that that's happened. And obviously seeing him around San Jose, most notably having dinner with Doug Wilson, it kind of gave me a glimmer of hope that that might actually happen. So we'll see. So Chester Chivo asking, Puck Guy, do you expect Dylan, Braun, or both to be traded? We'll see. I'm not sure. EK65 made a Facebook statement. Let's take a look and see if that's the case. I don't see it on here. Looks like, from what we're gathering, and AJ's currently on the conference call with EK65. Sounds like the history of success and making the playoffs every year was a determining factor to return to San Jose. That's always a good sign to hear. And let's be honest, and the success that the Sharks have had, yes, they have not raised the big shiny silver thingy that St. Louis just did, but to have in there for sure, so we'll see on that. So happy to be a Shark. Yeah. Let's see what we can get up on here really quick. But again, like I said, at 7 o'clock, we will be on there talking about it. So let me see if I can pipe this in really quick here. Pardon this. Get this going. I think this is from the Sharks Facebook. Eric Carlson here on re-signing with your San Jose Sharks.
Hey, everyone. Just wanted to tell you how excited I am to be part of this organization for the upcoming 8 years. And I want to thank everybody, from the fans to the staff, to this entire organization, especially my teammates, for all the support, for the year that I've been here so far. And, that played a big part in my ultimate decision to, be a part of the Sharks family for a very long time. So thank you all.
All right, there you go. Sorry about that. Sorry, another clip as that was going onward here. But so that's from Eric Carlson himself. Obviously, a prepared statement. I say that was pretty quick on that one here. So I see everybody's trying to get the Eric Carlson jersey now. For now, he's for sure staying. We'll be. Let's see. That other guy, 172, can't hear. Oh, sorry for the early on. Black Widow 1902. Do you think Kane would be traded to open up space and wiggle room? I'm not sure. There's definitely something's got to give if you're going to keep Pavelski. And obviously, do you have Pavelski come in with a hometown discount consideration for Jumbo? How much will he pay? So we shall see. Cheryl in the chat. So now Pavs, Meyer, LeBanc, Jumbo, Braun gone. I can't guarantee it. So we'll see what's going on here, because something's got to give. I can't see them trading Kane right away. And like El Tiburon says, I don't see Kane traded. He's only 27. He has a small cap hit. So that'll be interesting to see. Kyle Adams pumped for Amand, 18-year-old goaltender who was in the QMJHL. 24-0-1, 1.73 goals against, .932 save percentage. Yes, although I don't know. The Q is known for more their scoring than overall. Their scoring prospects better than their goaltending. So we'll see for that. Glenn T, I guess my game word, EK65. Lucky you had that money for that. So We're getting more quotes out of Eric Carlson from the conference call. Thank you, AJ. If you got your ear on this, this was a big decision for me and it was the right one. So that's from Eric Carlson right now. So definitely, definitely getting that is interesting to see, you know, definitely hearing the words. And I kind of wonder, we'll kind of get into this. We'll get into this on the show tonight. Again, around 7 o'clock, we'll be on with a full show, but we just want to get on with the quick reaction time here. But definitely interesting and crazy move, what this does for the organization now going forward. So we see what's going on here. Another quote coming in from Eric Carlson. We're getting some more. San Jose is a great community. Well, thank you very much. It is a lovely area. I personally like it. San Jose is a great community, a great place. Everyone loves living there. And that just went away. That's terrific. Live YouTubing, folks. Catch it. All right, here we go. San Jose is a great community, a great place. Everyone loves living there. They made us feel as welcome as you possibly can. All those billboards Jonathan Becker put out. That's for sure. It goes on to say, the way Doug Wilson and Hasso handled things really lined up with me. So basically, you had, let's think about it. About a year ago, the word was John Tavares, and $13 million. Now it's Eric Carlson and $11.5 million. Maybe that's how you kind of have to look at it this way. And defensemen are few and far between. Rare to find with the offensive talent that Eric Carlson has and Brent Burns. We got to hope that the groin is okay. And then that's probably the biggest issue right now will be if the groin is okay. And we're hearing reports that is a full no movement clause. According to Cat Friendly, it's a full no movement clause for Eric Carlson. So they have made a major investment here, which is going to be quite interesting to see down the road later in the contract. You know, Kane had some stuff second half, likely injured too, so maybe more from him next season. That's true. He was unfortunately distracted the second half of the year, and hopefully that'll get things going. So we'll see what's going on. So again, to the 48 of you, thank you for watching. Really appreciate this. But we're going to have a full-on show at 7 p.m. tonight, and we will get to you with all of that information. So final thoughts in the chat before we get out of here. Again, 7 p.m. or 7:30 roughly, we will have Teal Town Live on here. We will discuss a number of myriad things. So tell all your friends, if you haven't hit that subscribe button down below. Show your face, AJ. LOL. I'm sure he will probably be on for sure later tonight. I believe it'll be myself, Eric Landy, and AJ on here. Of course, Carlson saying, I think we're going to have a great chance at winning the cup. I agree. I think if it weren't for the injuries down the road, they'd be hoisting it right now. So he and Vlasic are the only ones that have no movement clauses currently. And I believe that is correct. That Carlson and Vlasic are no movements. No move clauses. Brent Burns has a modified no trade along with Evander Kane and Logan Couture and Martin Jones. So that's what we have for you right now. We appreciate you thanking and joining us on this special edition as we break the news that Eric Carlson has officially re-signed with the San Jose Sharks. It is an 8-year deal with an annual AAV of $11.5 million per, which comes out to So it's an 8-year, $92 million deal for EK65. So we'll keep your best on there. Thanks for the 7 a.m. tweet. You're welcome. I was counting apples at Safeway this morning. I've been up since midnight, so it's going to be a long day, folks. So appreciate you watching. We thank you for joining us. We will be back with you later tonight for Teal Town Live with a myriad of things, but most importantly, Erik Karlsson is still a San Jose Shark. He signs an 8-year contract, almost $92 million. Obviously, the largest contract the Sharks have ever given out. So we'll be looking out for that. And you look out and hit that subscribe button, hit that notification bell, ring-a-ding-ding, to get notified when we go on the air later tonight. Be about 7 o'clock for Teal Town Live. So until then, I'm Erik Curry. You can find me on the Twitter machine at PuckEye14. But in case you missed anything and you want to watch this again, you can hit us up on TealTownUSA.com. Or you can just hang on to our YouTube channel. And that'll be right here. You can go all of our social media channels as well. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, you name it. You love it. So be on the lookout for that. There you go. So we'll see you at roughly 7 o'clock later tonight for Teal Town Live. And until then, I'm Erik Kura. You can keep it real. Keep it teal. Keep it real teal. And guess what, folks? If I don't trip on myself. The time is once again nigh. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tonight at 7 p.m.